Thank you very much, Chairperson of the Conference, Director General, Honorable Ministers, Delegates, ladies and gentlemen. We in Botswana would also like the rest of the conference congratulate the Director General after his re-election to lead this very important body, whose, amongst other assignments, is to ascertain that poverty and hunger are eradicated in the world. It is indeed an honor and privilege for me to be part of this dialogue that is eradicating poverty and hunger. As eradication of poverty is also my country's priority, I also wish to take this opportunity to express my sincere gratitude to the host country, the government, and the people of Italy for the warm welcome and generous hospitality that has been accorded to our delegation. Eradicating poverty among citizens is my country's priority, to which government is committed. Botswana, with a population of 2.2 million, majority residing in the rural areas, has adopted a strategy to eradicate abject poverty among citizens. The government accentuated her commitment to counterpart poverty and hunger by providing programs and projects for the vulnerable and resource persons. Mr. Chairperson, the theme of this conference, Breaking the Cycle of Poverty and Hunger by Strengthening Rural Resilience, Social Protection and Sustainable Agricultural Development, could not have been more appropriate. This is so because poverty and hunger are a result of failure to harness opportunities, and if not attended to, it becomes a vicious cycle that can be passed from generation to generation. Mr. Chairperson, through the World Bank report, though the World Bank reports indicate decreased poverty in the world, the past 3 decades from more than half of the citizens in the developing world living in less than $1.25 a day to 21% in 2010, still more than 1.2 billion people live in extreme poverty, which is of concern and needs escalation of efforts in finding solutions that could reduce poverty. Mr. Chairperson, in our country, as a consequence of efforts being made, there has been a steady decline in poverty since 1993-94, as the proportion of people living below poverty datum line has declined from 47 to 21 in 2009-10. This was achieved through enhancement of policies and interventions aimed at cushioning vulnerable and disadvantaged groups of our society. Our achievements include the completion of the Remote Area Development Program, 10-year affirmative action framework and effective implementation of poverty eradication programs, remote area development programs, youth empowerment schemes, women empowerment schemes, and provision of social safety nets. Mr. Chairperson, for our National Development Plan 11, the government of Botswana has identified, amongst others, the underlisted as priority areas for eradication of poverty. Revamping of integrated poverty alleviation and housing schemes for different citizens at different levels. Eradication of severe multidimensional poverty and interrupting the intergenerational transmission of poverty. Improved disaster preparedness and response that ensures the resilience of our communities. And lastly, investing in young people in future to harness the demographic dividend by providing quality education, decent employment, and comprehensive sexual education that emphasizes gender equality. The vulnerable poor populations, who are mostly rural-based, have agriculture as their main source of livelihood. As a result, we emphasize on rural development, especially through strengthening of the agricultural sector to enhance rural resilience against poverty and hunger. It is noted that the performance of agriculture sector has not been that impressive as a result of unfavorable changing climatic conditions, poor rate of technology adoption, pests and disease outbreaks. This year, my country was hit by drought as we received very little rain and experienced high heat waves, which led to poor vegetation and crop failure, which reversed the gains of good harvest of 2013-14. Mr. Chairperson, to address these challenges, Botswana government continues to develop policy programs strategies and interventions to uplift the sector. The current agricultural policy commits to shifting the agricultural sector towards environmentally friendly practices that would not degrade the environment. Commitment to the agricultural sector for sustainable agriculture development linked to social protection, we believe, is the way to address the challenges of poverty and hunger in the developing world. Our programs range from provision of inputs, such as fertilizers, seeds, herbicides, to smallholder farmers through the integrated support program for arable agriculture development and support for animal feeds and medicines through livestock advisory centers and various packages, including small stock poultry, borehole drilling, water reticulation, and construction of crushes through the livestock management infrastructure development. All these programs are to ensure that rural communities are able to produce for their sustenance, for food security. Mr. Chairperson, my ministry continues through its various procedures to provide markets for the agricultural produce. The Botswana Meat Commission provides market for cattle producers, majority of which are in communal land, whilst Botswana Horticultural Market provides market for horticultural products, a subsector that is growing and currently covers almost 50% of the national requirements for horticultural products. We also have the Botswana Agricultural Marketing Board, which provides a market for grain farmers who are mostly subsistence farmers in order to encourage domestic production of cereals. In liaison with the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, fresh farm produce is purchased from small-scale farmers for school feeding programs. I must state, this provides small-scale farmers with a market and encourages them to grow. Income from sales of agricultural products greatly contributes to eradication of poverty. In conclusion, Mr. Chairperson, let me take this opportunity on behalf of the Government of Botswana to applaud and appreciate contributions of Food and Agriculture Organization in their support through technical cooperation program in such areas as pest and disease control, capacity building, environment and sustainable rural resource management, and nutrition and consumer protection. Interventions in the stated areas has reduced losses in agricultural production and enhanced food security at household level. Let me also confirm Botswana joining the Scaling Up Nutrition Movement as a renewed global effort to eliminate all forms of malnutrition based on the principle that everyone has the right to food and good nutrition. I must emphasize that the strong correlation between breaking the cycle of poverty and hunger and strong social protection is undeniable. While rural economies continue to rely on agriculture as the main source of livelihood, sustainable agriculture development remains crucial to sustenance of the rural resilience. I assure you that my ministry and government remain committed to the causes of sustainable rural development, social protection, and sustainable development in general. I thank you. Pula.